Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Chaya with Family First Care. Is this Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank God. Thanks for asking. I'm calling in regards to, you know, check in with you to see if the PCA assessment, the AA assessment was scheduled yet.
Yeah, I think it's scheduled. I had two assessments already.
You had two already?
Yeah.
Two in-home assessments?
Yes.
When was the second one done? I know the first one was done on the 27th.
Just the other day.
Do you know the day for it, or you don't know?
Maybe Friday.
So, this past Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Did they say you're going to be eligible? What information did they give you?
They didn't know information at all.
No information at all? Did they say you're going to... They just left. No, can't do a reach out to you. No, nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. I'm assuming that you are going to be eligible. They didn't tell you otherwise.
No.
So the next step is the financials. Look back, okay?
Do what?
The financial look back where the county looks at your, you know, your financials and they see if you're going to financially be eligible for the waiver program.
Okay.
Usually the county does send you a letter within the next week or two, but it takes some time, so I do like to get a head start on it and just tell you what's needed so we could start collecting this paperwork, okay?
All right.
It's basically just the past 5-year look backs of your bank statements. Do you want me to text you the exact months that are needed and everything, or do you want me to tell it to you?
I haven't had a bank account in the last 5 years.
Did you have a job?
No.
I don't mean to get personal and all, but how did we, what was the money you were using to pay your bills? Was it Social Security?
I was in rehab for, 3 years.
Okay.
And then, I was, just kind of staying with friends. I lived in my truck for a while, a couple years.
Got it. Okay. So give me just one moment. Hold on. So you're saying you had no bank account, nothing. Did you have any other assets? Did you own a home?
Excuse me?
Did you own a home?
No.
But you said you lived in your truck for a little bit. Did you own it?
Well, it was actually in my husband's name, and he had died in 2022.
It was in your husband's name, but he had died?
Yeah.
Okay, so give me one moment. Okay, so all his assets, his, you know, his money, if he owned a home, if he owned that truck, who inherited that? Was that you who inherited it?
Yeah, he didn't own anything but the truck.
And you did get it.
Yeah, I lived in it, and then it got towed, and I couldn't get it back out.
So now it's towed, so you don't have it now?
No.
I hear. And then you have no other things under your name that used to be his or under your name?
No.
Do you get Social Security money?
Yeah, that started in January.
That's only starting in January?
It started last January.
Got it. Okay. Okay, I'm going to put you on a brief hold. One moment. Okay. You did tell me that you just got Social Security, correct?
Yes.
Where does that get deposited to?
It comes to, onto like a card.
Oh, you got it on
a Director's Pass card? Yeah.
Okay, fine. Can I have a, can you send me the current statement from that card?
I don't get a statement.
Right, so you're going to have to call Direct Express, and they're going to mail it to you, and then you can send me a picture of that.
Okay.
Okay? And that's
I'll give it a shot.
To look back.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So when you have that, text me, and I'm going to send you my email, okay?
Yeah, you can send me that information right now.
Okay, I'll text it to you. Amazing. Okay, bye-bye.